Lift Him Up, October 1. The Head of the Church. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Since his ascension, Christ has carried forward his work on the earth by chosen ambassadors, through whom he speaks to the children of men and ministers to their needs. The great head of the church superintends his work through the instrumentality of men ordained by God to act as his representatives. The position of those who have been called of God to labor in word and doctrine for the upbuilding of his church is one of grave responsibility. In Christ's stead, they are to beseech men and women to be reconciled to God, and they can fulfill their mission only as they receive wisdom and power from above. Christ's ministers are the spiritual guardians of the people entrusted to their care. Their work has been likened to that of watchmen. In ancient times, sentinels were often stationed on the walls of cities, where, from points of vantage, they could overlook important posts to be guarded, and give warning of the approach of an enemy. Upon their faithfulness depended the safety of all within. At stated intervals, they were required to call to one another, to make sure that all were awake and that no harm had befallen any. The cry of good cheer or of warning was borne from one to another, each repeating the call till it echoed round the city. It is the privilege of the watchmen on the walls of Zion to live so near to God and to be so susceptible to the impressions of His Spirit that He can work through them to tell men and women of their peril and point them to the place of safety. Faithfully are they to warn them of the sure result of transgression, and faithfully are they to safeguard the interests of the church. At no time may they relax their vigilance. In trumpet tones, their voices are to be lifted, and never are they to sound one wavering, uncertain note. He who serves under the blood-stained banner of Emmanuel will have that to do which will call for heroic effort and patient endurance. But the soldier of the cross stands unshrinkingly in the forefront of the battle. He realizes his need of strength from above. The victories that he gains cause him to lean more and more heavily on the Mighty One. Relying upon that power, he is enabled to present the message of salvation so forcibly that it vibrates in other minds. It is by seeing him who is invisible that strength and vigor of soul are gained and the power of earth over mind and character is broken.